So we're going to have a little preview now of A Matter of Life and Death, which is on at the New Vic. It's by Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger. It's adapted and directed by Teresa Heskins. It's on till Saturday the 19th of April with an audio described performance on that day. It's a new staging of an iconic British film. It's 1945 when British pilot Peter Carter's plane goes down just off the coast of England. He doesn't expect to survive. Miraculously, after leaping from his burning plane without a parachute, he finds himself face to face with June, the American radio operator who kept him company on his final journey. As the pair fall instantly and deeply in love, Peter discovers an error has occurred. He was supposed to die, but the heavenly conductor missed him as he fell through the fog. Caught in a limbo between life and death, Peter's called by the celestial court to answer for his survival and defend his right to live. Can he convince the judge he deserves a second chance at life and prove that love truly can conquer all? With an amazing live swing band, A Matter of Life and Death seamlessly blends together romance, drama and fantasy, and it takes audiences on an emotional journey exploring what happens when love, fate and the laws of the universe collide. Very adventurous production, saw this last night, and it is fabulous merging of drama and swing band musical entertainment with wonderful songs from the 1940s and 1950s, with a lot of classics in there, a bit of Glenn Miller, As Time Goes By, and a few others that you will instantly recognise and tap your toes to. And the music is almost continuous. When you don't expect it, somebody pops up and starts to sing, or someone is kind of playing a trumpet or plucking at a double bass. And it is really, really nice balance between musical entertainment and drama. And the stage has a wonderful revolving circular set and some amazing visual projections. It also has some wonderful sort of ensemble sort of performances as well, and all of the actors play their own instruments on stage. It's a fresh take on this classic film that starred David Niven, and it really does take you to another universe in a way. It's one of those wonderful theatrical experiences that you can truly escape in, and it is on at the New Vic Theatre until Saturday the 19th of April. Coming up after that, we've got Just Between Ourselves by Alan Ayckbourn. It's coming from London Classic Theatre Touring Company, and this is on from Tuesday 29th of April to Saturday the 3rd of May. It's by Alan Ayckbourn and directed by Michael Cabo. Five Birthdays, two on it, Unhappy Marriages and One Possessive Mother. It's 1976 and Dennis tinkers in his garage, cheerfully indifferent to wife Vera's impending breakdown. Marjorie hovers in the background making tea and finding fault. Neil has planned a birthday surprise for his wife, but Pam doesn't share the enthusiasm, preoccupied by frustrations of her own. In perhaps his most emotionally charged play, Alan Ayckbourn masterfully evokes a world of hidden tensions and suppressed hostility. His skillful way of navigating the tightrope between comedy and tragedy guides us towards an hilarious yet chilling finale. An Olivier and Tony award-winning playwright, Alan Ayckbourn's 90 plays have been produced worldwide. So this is on for you again, Tuesday 29th of April through to Saturday the 3rd of May. Coming up in May, we have Showdown, Thursday the 8th to Saturday the 10th of May. It's six extraordinary acrobats, but only one winner. Who will be the new face of circus? It's part talent show, part beauty pageant, with a touch of the Hunger Games. Showdown combines the thrill and risk-taking contemporary circus with irreverent humour, and the audience will choose a winner as six contestants battle it out to reach the top. Coming up after that, back by popular demand, we've got Do I Love You from the John Godber Company. It's on for a couple of weeks from Wednesday the 14th through to the Saturday the 24th of May, and join 20-somethings Sally, Nat and Kyle in an hilarious comedy as they develop a love for and the people involved with Northern Soul. Was on last year and it's back. What started as a college project has grown into a passion, but the dance steps are exhausting. exhausting far beyond their home city of Hull. Our trio find excitement, purpose and the tribe they've been looking for. Now they can't get enough. From Bridspar to Stoke, from Chesterfield to the Tower Ballroom, our young Soeys are determined to keep the faith. And then after that, a very quick mention. I'll give you more information about this in May. But we have What Happened to Phoebe Salt. This is by Arthur Berry, directed by Abby Wright. It's from Saturday 31st of May through to Saturday 21st of June, with an audio described performance on the 21st of June and a caption on Tuesday the 17th of June. And it's a world premiere production. And born and raised in the industrial heartland of Stoke-on-Trent, Phoebe Salt spends her days working in the meat market, trapped in a daily grind of blood and bone. After work, yearning for glamour and adventure, she rehearses her role as a showman's assistant with the local town entertainer, and soon opportunity knocks. We'll tell you more when we talk about it later on. But if you'd like to book tickets for any of these or for further information on access, you can call the box office on 01782 717 962, or you can go online at newvictheatre.org.uk, where there's loads of access information and lots of listings. There's also information about the cafe. If you'd like to go and have a meal there, please do reserve a table, because it does get very busy. And they have a veggie special, a main special, and you can also have things like quiche, smoked mackerel, or cooked ham with salads. Now, a quick mention before I finish on this about the Touch Tour, an audio described performance, which will be coming up for A Matter of Life and Death. The Touch Tour normally takes place around 12:45 or 1 p.m. Please do check when booking your tickets. This is going to be on Saturday the 9th of April. It's a wonderful opportunity to go on stage and to touch and feel the props and the costumes, and have the set described to you, and also feel elements. It's quite a sparse set, as there's not a huge amount of props. There are some chairs and tables and things like that that are brought on for certain scenes, but there's lots of lavish costumes, and it's a very interesting set design on this, as there's lots of visual projections that are projected onto the surface of the circle stage. But all that will be described to you in the Touch Tour. You might also be able to meet a couple of the actors, but you'll be able to ask the production team questions, and also the audio describers will give you an overview, and then you take your seat at about 2 o'clock for the audio introduction beforehand, and then the show will begin, and you'll get a wonderful audio description from the volunteer describers from the New Vic in the Sennheiser headsets that are provided at the box office before the performance. So a reminder, that is on from Friday 28th of March to Saturday 19th of April, and that audio described performance is the 19th of April at 2:15 p.m. and the phone number is 01782 717 962 if you want more access information or you want to book tickets.